Lessons this year should be a special for Amram Rasi Shigihyu and Leschus Dina Bracha Bas Esther Hadassa, Leschus Shadab Rafua, and also for Khanasara Bas Riva, Aviva Bas Shenechana, and Hagon Arabaruch Mordechai, and Hinda Malka. They should all have Bracha Bat Slacha, Choma Seyedehem. I saw somewhere that today is the birthday of the Satmar Rebbe, Rav Aaron Teitelbaum. So I decided, despite the fact that I'm not one of the bigger Satmar Chassidim in the world, I decided that in the schus of his birthday, I'll give him a birthday present. He won't even know about it. I'll say over some Torah in his name. He has over 20 Sfarim. Huge, huge Talmud Chacham. And this is a shtickel Torah that he said Parshas Noach 13 years ago in Samaches. Ela told us Noach Noach ish tzadik tamim haya b'dor Yosef. Rashi explains Yeshmar b'sein adorshan osel shevach kol shken shilu haya b'dor tzadikim haya tzadik yoser Yesh adorshan osel gnai lefi dor haya tzadik pivilu haya b'dor shel Avram haya nachshav l'klum. Some of our rabbis darshan this l'shevach, that Noach was a tzaddik, and if he'd be in the door of tzaddikim, he'd be a greater tzaddik. And some darshan l'ganai, some expound this in a negative way, and they say that in his door he was a tzaddik. But if he'd be in the door of Avram, if he'd be in a different generation of Avram Avinu, he wouldn't have been considered anything. In the Gemara in Sanhedrin, page 108a, we see who these rabbis were. Rabbi Yochanan, here it says in the Medrash V'yesh, but the Gemara says Mefurish, Rabbi Yochanan Amar B'darosa B'lo B'daros Acherim, Reish Lakish Amar B'darosa Of Kol Shkem B'daros Acherim. So it was Rabbi Yochanan who was positive about him, and Reish Lakish was positive, and Rabbi Yochanan felt, no, only in his generation he was a tzaddik, but if he'd been in other generations, he would have been... wouldn't have been considered such a tzaddik. So he had a less positive take on this pasuk vis-a-vis Noach. V'hine rabim ro kein tamo. We have to understand what's the svar of the machlokes. Mehechitesi to darshan l'gnai if you could darshan l'shevach. So here the pilpul begins. Hold on tight. There's a machlokes rishonim brought in the shach in Yerodeh and simen tzadi tes siv katan chaf aleph. If you have an iser that was misbatel, for example, you have 60. Keneged the Yisr, 60 times the Yisr. And then afterwards, Nisvasef bo mina Yisr harishon. After it was already batel, now more of the Yisr was added. So you had a little bit of milk that fell into chicken soup, there 60 times, but now more milk was added. So the sheet of the Rosh in Chulin is that the Yisr chazer v'nei or v'nesar. The Yisr is reawakened, and it becomes Yisr, now there's no longer 60. The Ravid holds, and the Ran hold. The Ravid's brought by the Rashba and Taras Habayis. The Ran is in Avodah Zarah Lamed Vav. That Gama Isser Mitzdaref Lahalos HaHeter. Mishum Shenefach HaIsser Lios Heter. And so Paskin the Shach. That the Isser, what used to be Aser, combines with the Heter, and it's not Chozer V'Neir, it's Mevatel, what fell in now. The Ramah Paskin's like the Rush, the Chumra, that the Yisr Chozer V'Neor, V'Nesar, it's reawakened. The Shach, Paskins like the Rashba and the Ran, the Ravid, that, no, the Yisr isn't Chozer V'Neor, the Yisr, what used to be Usr, is Mitztarev to Mivatel, what fell in now, what was mixed in now. So Yitochein, it could be that this is totally Namachlokas Rishonim. If all the surim in the Torah are an Isser Gavr and Isser Chevtz, the Rashba holds in the Chuvis, that all the surim in the Torah are Isser on the Chevtz, on the object. The Rashba and the Chedushim to Mesechus Nedarim, Yitches and Shavuos Chafam and Beis hold that it's, and others, the Ritva holds that it's in Nedarim Yitches, Shavuos Chafam and Beis, that Isserei Torah is Isserei Gavra. That the Isser is not on the, that it's not that the food is unkosher, it's that I'm not allowed to eat the food. I mean, the food is unkosher, but And the Yisr is on me, not on the Chefza. The Chefza is fine, but the Yisr is on me vis-a-vis this object. I am not allowed to eat this milk and meat. There's no Yisr on the Chefza. That's a Chiddush. Most people learn that it's an Yisr Chefza, especially Dine Torah. So we can say as follows, that if all the Surah Torah is Sur Chefza, and the Isser falls on the Etzem Chaticha, if so, since you're Mata Alidei Bittul Barov Heter, so it must be that Alidei Bittul, the Isser goes away, the Heter, the Isser became Heter. And therefore, when something new falls in, it doesn't matter. It's a new mixture. The Chaticha's Isser was already Misbatel. So if you hold this in Isser Chefzo, you would hold Eno Chozer V'Neir, because the what fell in originally is now Batal. It's a new Chefzo. Mashen Kain, if all is Surei Torah or Isser Gavra, if so, that Ramatir, Isser Bittul Barova Heter, isn't because the Etzem Chatichas Isser changed, because the Chefetz was never Usser in the first place. The Sibasa Heter, Ayidei Tarovas is Gzeres HaKasa V'Achari Rabu Mahatos. Torah only answered the Yisr Bifnei Atzmo, but if there's Rov Heter or 60 times, whatever you need, it's going to be Mutter. So that's it's Mutter in the meantime. But since there was no Shinui in the Chayfetz, because there was no Yisr Chefetz to start with, B'Shas HaBittel, so you can't say that the Chaticha now, which was Mizbatel, is now Mitztaref to the Pula, to be Mala the Heter. To be Mevatel, what fell in, the new thing that fell in. Because it was never an Isser on the Chaticha in the first place. That we should say that through Bittul, the Isser went away. Rather, the Isser was on the person. So now that it's Bittul, first thing fell in, the Isser is no longer on the person. But now a new piece fell in, there's no longer Bittul, there's no longer a Rov against it, so the person lost his head there. There's no longer a Gzeres HaKasev to be Matir. So we could say that the Smachlokes, Rishonim, of whether we say Chozer V'Neir or not, is Talui if it's an Isra Chefza, which we say Eino Chozer V'Neir, because it's in, when the first time it was Misbatel, it's a new Chefza. And according to the other opinion, it's an Isra Gavra, to Surah Torah, Surah Gavra, we can say that no, that we do say Chozer V'Neir, because the Chefza never really changed, it was just a din on the Gavra. And now that you have a new piece that fell in, then if it's no longer enough for Bittul, the Bittul, it loses its Bittul, Chozer V'Neir. Now the Prima Gadim writes in a Sefer Matan Schar and Shel Mitzvahs and Chakira Beis, B'tam Adavar, why is it that Shuvah is Mechaper? Because Aveira ain't Bela Guf HaMaisa V'lo Machshava. Because an Aveira only has the Maisa. What you get punished for is the Maisa, not the Machshava. Because Machshava Ra, Ina Kadosh Baruch Hu Mitzar for the Maisa, for a bad thought. Hashem doesn't combine the bad thought to the Maisa, and Mitzvah's Tshuva has a Machshava Tova and a Maisa. Like Chazal say, if a person sits and doesn't do an Avera, they give him schar as if he did a Mitzvah. So therefore, the Avera is Batal Barov. Wow, because Tshuva, you get credit for the Machshava, and for the Maisa of not doing the Avera. You get schar Kilu Osa. When you're not doing an Avera, when you're doing tshuva and aveira, so then you get schar kiilu asa, kiilu asa sa mitzvah or lo asa sa aveira. So you have, when you do tshuva, you have the machshava and the maisa, and therefore the aveira is batal barov, because the aveira is only b'maisa. So you see that tshuva is moel mikoch bittal haaveira barov heter. Ubechina zu kasev v'drashus ma'aram brisk and Chanukah. Page Resh Tes, Bibir Mamaram, that Tshuva Me'ava Zdonos becomes Schuyas, because that's because the Isser turns into Heter. Not only does the Isser go away and the Tarovus is Mutter to be eaten, no. The Isser now joins in to be Mevatel anything new. Now the Isser that was Mitztaref, the first thing that fell in, the first Chaticha that fell in, the first drop of milk that fell in to the meaty soup, is now part of this considered meaty soup, and it's mala and any other Isser to Heter. It's a Tshuva Me'ava also. Not only is the Avera forgiven, But it's even mitzarev to the mitzvahs. To be machriya person, to decide a person that he should go to kaf schus. It's like what fell into a tarovis, the miut becomes part of the rov. So to the avera, that miut avera becomes part of the rov, becomes part of your mitzvahs. That one avera becomes part of the many mitzvahs. However, based on what we said, it emerges that it's really telling this machlokas, our all isurei Torah, isur chefzer, isur gavra. If we say all isurei Torah and isur chefzer, we can say that there's ishtanis, there's a change in the gufa chefetz, and the isur turns into heter. And so, to adei tshuva me'avas, donos becomes schuyos, and the malach hamashchis that's created by the avera is turned into a melitz yosher, is turned into a positive malach. Mashenkin, if we say that all isurei Torah is isurei gavra, so there's no change in the Isser itself. And even if it's misbatal beheter, we don't say that the Isser itself turned into heter. And therefore, what does tshuva do? Tshuva just mevatal the onesh avera. But the zidonos don't turn into schuyos. And they're not mitzdarev to be machriya, the kaf maznayim, they don't join to decide in your favor. You can see there, Shim Panam LaTorah. Now, there's a machlokas Rishonim, if Sfeket Araisa Menatorah is Lekulo, Menatorah Lechumra, as we discussed about 10,000 times. Shitas HaRambam is that it's just Safeku Medivrayim Lechumra, or Menatorah Lekulo. According to the Rambam, Sfekas are Medirabanan Lechumra, and only Menatorah we go Lekulo. If you have a Safek Yisr Torah, Medirabanan, you're machmir, but in the Torah, in theory, you could be mekel. Shitas HaRashba, V'Haran, is that Sveka D'Araisa, is L'chumra min HaTorah. In the Sefer Erech Shai, in Yoredea Kuf Yudi writes, that the Svar of their machlokas is Talui, if it's Surei Torah, Surei Gavra, Surei Chepza. If it's a Chiyuv Gavra, then we can say the Torah didn't place an Isser on the Gavra, only Bevadai. But Sveko, if there's a Safek Isser, and what do we say? We can go Lekula. Because it's on the Gavra. There's no Isser Chefza. So the Gavra, you can say that if it's a Vadai, don't do it. But if it's a Suffolk, you could be Mekel. Nothing, it's not going to harm you because it's only an Isser Gavra and there's no Isser on the Gavra. You're not sure if it's kosher meat or not. In a Torah, you're allowed to eat it because the meat itself isn't Pagum. Just an Isser on you, and you we permitted to eat. But if you hold the Surei Torah, Surei Chefza, then Avadi have to be Machmir. Is the Chefza going to change because we're Mekel on you? Maybe there's an Isser there. It's the famous question, how can you be Mekel in Isserim? Maybe there's an Isser there. So if you hold the Surei Torah, Surei Chefza, that's a strong question. What does it mean it's an Isser Chefza? It means that the unkosher meat is poison. So if unkosher meat is poison, and mehechitesi, that you can be mekel makom safek, would you eat meat if somebody told you there's a 50% chance it's poison? So why they not? So if you hold it in Isser Chefza, you have to be machmir in Sveka D'Araisas. So writes the Erech Shai, and so writes a great gadol from the previous generation, the Binyan Tzvi, Michelek Aleph and Simon Chaf Aleph. But yet there be, or according to this we can say, that the Rashba holds that Sveka D'Araisa is Menatorah L'chumra, he's L'shitasa. Because as we saw before, the Rashba holds that all is Surei Torah or is Surei Chefza. Mashen Kain, those Rishonim hold that Sveka D'Araisa, Menatorah is L'kula, we have to say that all is Surei Torah or is Surei Gavra. And that's the only way you could be Mekel. Beautiful. The Naktim Od, another Hakdama we have to be Makdim, is what it says in Psachim on 43b, that Rabbi Yechanan holds like Rabbi Akiva, that Tam ki Iker, Asr Menat Torah, that taste is like Iker, is like the Iker food, even if it's not, doesn't have the same substance as the food, it just has the Tam of the food, doesn't have the substance of the food, but Tam ki Iker is Asr Menat Torah, and it's learned from Geulei Nachrim, it's learned from the Kalim of Midian, that they had a cleanse, because they had absorbed unkosher food. The Torah says you have to do a hagala, michshash bli asisser, because it absorbed unkosher food. And even though it's only tam, it's asr min haTorah. Because Tam Kikar is Daraisa. That is what Rabbi Yechanan holds like Rabbi Akiva. Ayin Sham Maseches Vachim, page 78a. Rish Lakish holds that Tam Kikar is not Daraisa. Would appear that the machlokas, whether tam ki ikar is daraisa or is not daraisa, is talui if sveka daraisa min haTorah is lechumra or lekula. Again, the machlokas whether tam ki ikar daraisa is going to be talui in the machlokas if sveka daraisa min haTorah lechumra lekula. How do you get there? I'll tell you. Because the Pnei Yoshua asks there in Psachim and Gimel, what's the raya of Rabbi Akiva from Geulei Nachrim, the Tam Kikar's Daraisa? From the fact that you have to cleanse your the Kalim of the Goyim. Ma pitom? Maybe the reason the Torah says you have to do Hagalah is because maybe the Goy cooked meat in this Kli, and the Jew is going to cook milk in the Kli, or vice versa. And Basar B'chalav, everybody holds Tam Ki'ikar. Shalav Tam Ki'ikar is on kosher food, but Basar B'chalav, everyone holds Tam Ki'ikar. So how do you know by other Asurim? How do you know by other Asurim Tam Ki'ikar? And there's no Rai from Gulei Nachrim, maybe they're the Chashash is Basar B'chalav, answers the Or Chadosh in his opening to Maseches Kedushin and Os Yud Gimel, that Rabbi Akiva holds like the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam says that Sveka Daraisa Min HaTorah is Lekula. The Rambam holds, that Rabbi Akiva holds like the Rambam, that Sveka Daraisa Min HaTorah is Lekula. And if so, this chshash that the goy cooked meat in it is only a suffik, and midaraisa you have to be mekel. And you don't have to do Hagala. So it must be that Af B'Sha'aris Surim, we say Tam Ki'ikar. Because if it's just the meat's a suffik. So the nochshash meat and milk, because you have to be mekel on that. Sveka daraisa is lekula min haTorah. So why then are we doing Hagala for other asurim? So you see Tam Ki'ikar is daraisa. Because derech hagoy is to eat on kosher. Lav dafka meat. So it's not necessarily going to be a chshash of basar b'chalav. You don't know. You don't know if the guy cooked chalav. You don't know if the guy cooked basar. That's a suffik. And therefore, if you do the opposite, it's going to be basar b'chalav. But you know there was something unkosher in there. So, memela. We have an iser. And we say Tam Kikar is Daraisa. Because you could be mekel and say, for example, if you want to cook milk, you can be mekel and say the guy also cooked milk. Just it was unkosher milk. So it's not a milk and meat problem, it's a milk problem. And the reason you have to do Hagala is because Tam Kikar is Daraisa, not because of Basar B'chalav. So what do we see from this Orach Chadash? That Rabbi Akiva holds like the Rambam. That Sveka Daraisa Min HaTorah is Lekula. And remember, Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Akiva, the Tam Ki'ikar is Min HaTorah because it's done from Gulei Nachrim. L'chorot Shver. Maybe the Torah commanded you because of Chshash Blias Basar B'chalav. So we have to say that Rabbi Yochanan also holds. That Sveka Daraisa Min HaTorah is Lekula. Mashen Ken Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish who holds that Tam Ki'ikar is Lav Daraisa. We can say that he holds like those who argue with the Rambam. Sveka daraisa min haTorah is lechumra. And why do you have to do geulei nachrim? Why do you have to cleanse these dishes? And the answer is because we have chashash basar b'chalav. You have to be machmir and assume that if you're going to cook meat, they cooked milk. If you're going to cook milk, they cooked meat. So Reish Lakish is holding, and therefore it's not Tam Kikar is not Daraisa. And the reason they had Geulei Nachrim is because of Basar B'Challah, where everyone holds Tam Kikris D'Oraisa. And why does he assume that they cooked milk or meat? That you have to be Machmir, that they cooked. If you're going to cook milk, you have to be Machmir, they cooked meat, and vice versa. Because Reish Lakish is holding that Sveka D'Oraisa min HaTorah L'Chumra. It emerges then that Rabbi Yochanan, who learns Tam Ki Ikra Migulei Nachrim, because he holds Sveka D'Oraisa min HaTorah L'Kula, if so, he holds that all Isurei Torah are Isur Gavra. Because remember what we said before, sweet friends. A little hard to hold cup, right? But it's worth the effort. We said before that all Isurei Torah is Isurei Gavra. How are you making an Isurim? Maybe you'll be eating poison. The answer is it's not poison because it's only an Isur Gavra. The only way you can say Sveka D'Oraisa min HaTorah is L'Kula is if it's an Isur Gavra. So you got to assume it's an Isur Gavra. If so, he holds that all the Surai Torah and Isur Gavra. Hashem Kein Reish Lakish. He holds Tam Kikar is Lav D'Oraisa. Reish Lakish holds that Tam Kikar isn't D'Oraisa. Why does he hold Tam Kikar isn't D'Oraisa? Because we said before that if you hold Sveka D'Oraisa Min HaTorah L'Kula, all the Surai Torah are Isur Gavra. And if you hold Tam Kikar Lav D'Oraisa, so it's because he goes, why is Tam Kikar Lav D'Oraisa? Because he goes L'Chumra and Isurim. So he's assuming that there's going to be a Basar B'Chalav problem. And why is he going L'Chumra and Isurim? Because he holds a Surei Torah, a Surei Chevtza. And therefore you can't learn Tam Kikar from Giulei Nachrim, because maybe the Torah requires you to do Haggalah because of Chashash B'liyas Basar B'Cholav. So you're being Machmir in a Surei Torah. There's Chashash B'liyas Basar B'Cholav. And why are you Machmir in a Surei Torah? Because the Surei Torah is Surei Chefza. And therefore you have to be Machmir. It's like poison. So based on this, we can explain that it says in Maseches Brachas, Am Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Am Reb Yechanan, all the Nevi'im were Nisnaba Al Balei Tshuva. All of the Nevi'im only said their Nevu'ahs for Balei Tshuva, but Tzadikim Gemurim, Ayim Lo Ra'as Elokim Zulasecha. Tzadikim Gemurim, that nobody has seen but God. That's like awesome. And Rabbi Abo argues, Rabbi Abo says, no, Tzadik Balei Tshuva are greater. Mokum She Balei Tshuva, Tzadikim Gemurim, Einim Yecholim Lamod. So in the Sefer, Heilige Sefer Kedush Slevi, he says that the reason in Parashas Kisava, the reason the Malas Balei Tshuva is greater than Tzadikim Gemurim, is based on what it says in Maseches Yuma, Am Reish Lakish Gedol Tshuva Me'ava Shiz Donas Nasus Lokus Chuyas. So Tshuva is great because your averus b'mezid become merits. So now by the Rasha doing Tshuva, he's got so many merits. The Tzadik Gamer can't do that, and therefore the Baal Tshuva's got more. He's got the mitzvahs he already does, and the averus that he did. The Tzadik only has the mitzvahs. So it emerges that according to Reish Lakish, the mile of a Baal Tshuva is greater than a Tzadik Gamer. Because the Gemara says, Balei Tshuva. Because the Gemara says that Rabbi Abo says that B'makom Shebalei Tshuva Mom Devein Tzadikim Gurim Yicholim Lamod. And this is explained by the Kedushas Levi, like Reish Lakish, that their averus become mitzvahs, become merits. So Reish Lakish is in this school of thought that Balei Tshuva are greater than Tzadikim. Rabbi Yechanan is mefurish in the Gemara that Tzadikim Gemurim are greater. They get a greater schar. So we have now Reish Lakish is a Baal Tshuva, and I'll note that Reish Lakish himself was a Baal Tshuva. And Rabbi Yochanan, who himself was a Tzadik Gamor, he held Tzadikim Gemurim are better. So we have to understand B'mai Pligi, what's their machlokas? So based on what we said, we can understand very well. I'm laughing because I sometimes laugh when I give over these pulpul. Most of our shiurim are not b'derech ha-pulpul, but I'm just always blown away by how you have to connect 12 different dots, and then everything comes together at the end. So now we understand their machlokas. They're l'shitasim. Reish Lakish holds that gedola tshuva me'avish is donas nasis k'schuyos, and bali tshuva are greater than tzadikim. He's l'shitasim, so that he holds tam kikros lav d'oraisa. Why is Tam Kikar Lav D'Oraisa? Because Sveka D'Oraisa Min HaTorah L'Chumra. And we said that if you hold Sveika, right? We explained this before. I'm not going to go through the whole line of thought again. And if you hold Sveika, the Raisa Mena Torah is L'chumra. That's because all its Surei Torah is Surei Chevtza. And that's why you have to be Machmer in a Surei Torah here. It might be poisonous, you have to stay away. And since there is Surei Chevtza, therefore we can say that an Isser that was Mispatel Beheter, the Isser itself turns into Heter, that the Chticha di Isura becomes better. And therefore, if you do tshuva me'ava, the avera is misbatel, and it's mishapech l'tov l'schuyos gemuros. According to Reish Lakish, that one avera you did, you do tshuva me'ava, then it's misbatel with all the other mitzvahs, and it becomes heter gemur, it becomes a mitzvah. It becomes part of the good stuff. It's not just bittel that it doesn't count as bad, but it counts as good. And Reish Lakish holds that the Yisr Atzmo Nefach Leheter. Mashen Kein Rabbi Yechanan, who holds that a tzaddik is greater than, a tzaddik gomer is greater than a baal tshuva, he's l'shitasa. Because he learns Tam Kikr Midaraisa from Gulei Nachrit. So we have to say, therefore he holds that Tzveka D'Raisa Mena Torah L'Kula. And you're not worried that you're going to have a Basar B'Chalav problem. You can be Mekel on the Basar B'Chalav. And right, as long as you cook meat, you can assume that he didn't cook any milk in it. So then, so why do you have to do giulenach? Why do you have to cleanse the kli? It's because of unkosher food, which you know happened, but there's only a suffix on the basar b'chalav part, and you can be makel on the suffix. So Rabbi Yochanan holds tam kikar is learned from giulenachrim, and you're worried about the tam kikar of other surim because he holds you're not worried about basar b'chalav. It's fake at the rice minotaur is lakula, and if so, how do you makel on a surei Torah? The answer is, because Surei Torah is Surei Gavra. And if Surei Torah is Surei Gavra, as we explained at the earlier on, much earlier, we don't say that Isser Shen is Batel, Shen is Hafech Liya, Isser Liya, the Heter Gomor. What do we say? We said that if it's an Isser Gavra, you can't say that that Maise is Misbatel Barov Maisim Tovim. Ma Pitom, there was never a Cheftz of Isser here. It's all on the Gavra, because the Isser never changed. It's only the Gavra that changed. And therefore Tzadikim Gemurim are greater than Baalei Tshuva. Because the Baalei Tshuva, they don't have that Maila that their Averis turn into merits. They only have the... their Averis stay as Averis. Their Averis are, if they did Tshuva, their Averis are cancelled. But they don't turn into merits, according to Rabbi Yochanan. So therefore, Beseder, they did tshuva, they were mevatel their averus, but they're not as great as the tzaddikim gemurim, who are pure from the get-go. But the baal tshuva, he still has a roshem of the chait. The chait wasn't mishapech l'tov. The chait wasn't transformed to the good. And he has a lot less merits. The tzaddik was busy doing mitzvahs all those years, and he was busy doing averus. According to Reish Lakish, it's great. All his averus turned into mitzvahs. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, no, they didn't. So he just left that the gavra is purified, but the averus is still there. The chefts of the aver, because averus are, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, averus are a surei gavra. So you can't say that the averus were now transformed to good. You could just say that the person's not going to get punished for the Averis, but not that the Averis were transformed into good. So based on this, we can explain the Gemara. How are we going to explain the Gemara? Because the Gemara says, Noach ish tzadik, tamim haya b'darosav. Rabbi Yechanan says, b'darosav v'lo b'daros acherim. Rabbi Yechanan says, dafk in his generation, not in other generations. Because Chazal say that even on Noach there was a Xardin, Ela Shematzachain B'Enei Hashem. That even though Noach was also supposed to be destroyed in the Mabul, he found favor in the eyes of God. In the Medrash Tanchum in this parsha, it says that Noach stood up and did tshuva. Do you see that Noach was about tshuva? But Avram Avinu was a tzaddik meikaro. So Rabbi Yochanan darshan is lignai. Because Rabbi Yochanan's not such a big Baal Tshuva fan. Rabbi Yochanan's is a Tzadik Gomer fan, bigger than he's a Baal Tshuva fan. So Rabbi Yochanan darshan's L'Gnai, that Noach wasn't as great. If he'd been in the generation of Avram, he wouldn't have been considered so great. He's a Baal Tshuva. Because remember, Rabbi Yochanan holds that Tam Kikker is Daraisa. And all the Surei Torah are Surei Gavra. And therefore, if all the Surei Torah are Surei Gavra, we don't say Be'isur Shenis Batal Shenis Hafich LeHeter Gomor. We don't say that an Isser that became Batel is transformed into good. Yechon doesn't hold that way. Because he holds a Surei Torah or a Surei Gavra. If it was a Surei Cheftza, then he wouldn't hold Tam Kikras Daraisa, as we explained, because Tam Kikras Daraisa is only because you hold Sveka Daraisa's Lakula. And you can only hold Sveka Daraisa's Lakula if there is Surei Gavra, that's not poison, it's just a din on the person. And if it's Surei Torah, Surei Gavra, then we don't say, Be'isr Shenis Batel Beheter, that it turns into Heter Gomor. The Isr is cancelled, but it doesn't turn into good. And therefore we say, Be'isr is Chozer V'Neor. And the Milas Sadiqim Gemurim is greater than Baal Tshuva. But Rish Lakish holds Bidarosav. Kolshkin Bidarosachem. Rish Lakish is a Baal Tshuva fan. He's the Shitasa. Tam Kikar is Lavdaraisa. Because you have to be Machmir in a Surei Torah. You have to assume there's going to be a Basar B'Cholov problem. Because all the Surei Torah is Surei Cheftza. That's why you have to be Machmir in a Surei Torah. Because there is Surei Cheftza. It's poison. You can't possibly do an Isser. You're being Makel isn't going to change the Cheftza. Can be Makel on you, the person, and say you could be Makel. But if it's a problem, is you. But if there's an Isser in the Cheftza, how can you be Makel? It's poison. And therefore, if it's a Surei Cheftza, so then Isser Shenis Batel Beheter, the Isser is transformed into Heter. And that's like a Baal Tshuva, that all his Averis are transformed into Mitzvahs. And therefore, he Darshan L'Shevach. If he'd be in the door of Tzadikim, he'd be Noch Besser, he'd be Noch Gresser. He'd be better, he'd be greater. Because he's a Baal Tshuva. And Makom Shabali Tshuva, and the Tzadikim Gur, and Enyu Cholim Lamot. So we had this beautiful this beautiful line of thought that where we see that basically Rav Yechon and Rish Lakish are arguing who's greater, the Baal Tshuva or the Tzadik Gomer. Rav Yechon holds the Tzadik Gomer, and therefore Noach, who's a Baal Tshuva, is not going to be so great in the door of Tzadikim, and that's why what compelled him to Darsh and the Gnai, and Rish Lakish holds that he's a Baal Tshuva. Baal Tshuva are even greater, like the Kedushas Levi explains that's the mile of the Baal Tshuva, like Rish Lakish, that your Averis turn into mitzvahs. And Memela Noach had been in the generation of Tzadikim, he'd be the greatest, he'd be a Baal Tshuva. So that was very sweet. And again, today is the birthday of Rav the Satmar Rebbe, one of the two, Rav Aaron Teitelbaum. And I believe Be'emunah Shleima, soon Mashiach is going to come. And then Rav Aaron's going to turn into a Tzioni. He's going to see that the Tzioni were right all along. This whole Satan thing with the Maisa Satan, and that Medina Yisrael is, you know, not an act of God and not miraculous, and we shouldn't be happy about it. I believe that he's gonna change his attitude on that, and he's gonna meet he and his father Reb Moshe, and his uncle Reb Yolish are gonna meet the Reb Kook, and they're gonna sit together and they're gonna sing Kaiach Self, and Osa Shalom B'Mromo V'Yasa Shalom Aleinu, and they're gonna make Shalom, and we're gonna have clarity. Of course, he believes the opposite. He believes Mashiach is gonna come and it's going to show that really the Satmars were right all along. So we have our kashas. We have a shiurim actually on the Vayol Moshe, asking some kashas. Someone wrote a whole beautiful sefer. A lot has been written with Hasagas. So, but he's a leader of thousands and thousands of Jews, and he's mechazik them in Torah and Yiras Shemayim. So, we're in favor of Torah and Yiras Shemayim. You know, he learns brachas like we learn brachas. He learns Shabbos and Erevin and Psachim and Kiddush and Sanhedrin. He learns Chum, Torah, Nevi'im and Ksuvim. So it's the same Torah and the same Ravono Shalom, just, you know, we differ on some core issues in Hashgafa, but I hope that Bekarav Mamish, we're Zocha to see Mashiach, and we're all together, L'kule Alma, we'll all come together in Eretz Yisrael and serve Hashem. Aguda Achas, it's another thing, he'll see that really the Aguda was a good thing all along. Satmar was against Aguda, Kayadua. We'll make Aguda Achas, Lasis, Utsayim Chabalevo Shalim. Amen, 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 amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.